Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Edward sent me a note about a case that involves some very large dollar values. And you may have heard of some of these cases that make it in the news where there's a lot of people claiming very, very serious harm caused by big, big companies. And a jury will come back with a gigantic verdict. And it's often involving two components, actual damages and punitive damages. And occasionally, punitive damages award are so big that it boggles the mind. And so here we have a case where a judge looked at a gigantic award like that and cut it quite a bit, but left it still quite large. And this is a raging debate that's been raging in the law for years. Is that, let's suppose that you're on a jury and you are told this horrendous story about something that happened to somebody. Let's assume for a moment that it's all true, that this person just had all these bad, bad things happen to them. And it's this person's fault, or this entity's fault, or this corporation's fault. And you hear all kinds of evidence about how the corporation did nothing good. They did all kinds of bad things. They covered things up. They knew what they're doing was wrong. They didn't care. They're simply trying to make money. And then you as a juror get to, with your fellow jurors, assign blame and award damages, actual damages to compensate somebody for what they've actually been harmed, and punitive damages, which are designed to, in essence, punish the wrongdoer. The question is, how big do punitive damages have to be meaningful? But what happens when they're out of control? Can a jury award damages so large that it bankrupts a gigantic corporation? And again, there's no right or wrong answers to any of this, because we've heard of examples of corporations that did very, very bad things. But then we also hear examples where corporations get hit with gigantic and multi-billion dollar verdicts that they can't afford to pay. So the judge here in this case slashed Bayer's $1.5 billion Roundup verdict by more than 60% after the Supreme Court issued a decision limiting punitive damage awards. And this is from Bloomberg, and Jeff Feely wrote it. Bayer AG's Monsanto unit persuaded a Missouri judge to cut almost $1 billion from a $1.5 billion jury verdict that was one of the largest in the 6 years the company's been fighting thousands of claims involving Roundup, that's a weed killer, and whether or not it's a cancer-causing agent. The judge in Jefferson City, Missouri, refused to grant Monsanto's post-trial requests that he order a new trial or just throw out the verdict, but instead he slashed the punitive damages portion of the award by more than 60%. Now, it's down to just a mere $550 million, but that's just on one case. Slashing the award may provide some relief to Leverkusen, Germany-based Bayer, whose Monsanto unit has been hit with multiple 9- and 10-figure verdicts over Roundup in the last 6 months. With so much legal exposure, the company's new chief executive officer has faced difficult decisions about whether to spin off part of the company or to perhaps go into bankruptcy. Now, Bayer bought Monsanto back in 2018 for $63 billion, and it said that it will ask the Missouri's appellate courts to review this ruling as well. Now, the court reduced the unconstitutionally excessive damage award. The company believes the court did not apply the law correctly on damages. So the company said in an emailed statement that he moved the needle in the right direction, just not far enough. Jurors had awarded three plaintiffs a total of $61 million in actual damages, $61 million, and $500 million each in punitive damages. And that was after a trial that ended in November on claims that years of using Roundup on their lawns and gardens caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, the order reducing the verdict came down March 15th, and it was expected that the court would do something because the U.S. Supreme Court has said recently that punitive damages must be proportional to compensatory awards underlying them, and has limited punishment judgments to 10 times actual damages. So the jury awards you $61 million in actual. The most you could theoretically get then would be $610 million in punitive. So courts often don't give guidelines like that. It's very unusual for a court to do that. But there have been some awards that are so large. I'm not saying here, but because I don't know enough about the facts of the case. But you'll see awards that are clearly like outlandish, like the jury's trying to send a message, you know, $3 kajillion. So the judge reduced the punitive damages to about $550 million to meet the Supreme Court threshold. He also ordered Bayer to post an $800 million bond to guarantee payment of the verdict if it's upheld on appeal. Bayer had asked for a $50 million bond, according to court documents. And in case you're curious what that's all about, is I go to court and I sue somebody, okay? And I win, I get a judgment against them. And there's a huge, huge judgment I have against them. If they appeal that just to tie it up, and it drags the courts for years, and at the very end, they still lose, they can then go, oh, we haven't got the money, sorry. And so just to make sure that you're not dragging your feet or just doing this for delay purposes, the court can make you post a bond to say, okay, put the money up, and if you win, you get it back. If you lose, it guarantees that these people get paid. And I've seen it happen before where a defendant couldn't post a very large bond and then was forced to just not appeal. And I've also seen it before where a big corporation will put the bond up to see, you know, what they can do on appeal. So an attorney for the former Roundup users said the judge actually agreed with the plaintiff's suggestion the punitive damages amounts be reduced to 9 times their actual damages. The awards align with the evidence of Monsanto's willful, malicious, and reckless disregard for the safety of consumers and the injuries suffered by these plaintiffs. And of course, that's their attorney speaking. In January, a state court jury in Philadelphia ordered Monsanto to pay more than $2.2 billion to a former landscaper. And that award, too, is probably going to be cut. We don't know just yet. 2 years ago, Bayer set aside as much as $16 billion to resolve these lawsuits. And you might go, well, that's enough to cover this. Well, they've got 100,000 lawsuits they're dealing with right now. Right now, Bayer is trying to resolve more than 100,000 cases involving Roundup. The conglomerate now faces a second wave of lawsuits alleging that the chemicals in the herbicide are carcinogens, other chemicals, that is. The company said in Friday's statement that it has won 14 of the last 20 cases to go to trial. So they're batting pretty good at 7 out of 10 in 20 cases. Look at that higher math I'm doing right there. But it's 20 cases. They got 100,000 more to go. Bayer agreed to transition from one version of Roundup to a new active weed-killing ingredient in the U.S. consumer market by the end of last year. Plaintiffs contend the company sold Roundup without properly warning them about its cancer risk. The Missouri case brought together claims of ex-Roundup users who lived across the U.S. One man and his wife, a landscaper, used the herbicide on their home gardens in Mississippi and in commercial jobs. Another one was a San Diego resident, and one was from New York who used it to kill weeds in her yard, according to court filings. Case there's Anderson versus Monsanto, but as noted, there were three plaintiffs who were unrelated to each other. So it's an interesting case, and this is one of those things, I think I've seen ads on TV. You know, did you develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup? If so, call this number. And so now they've got 100,000 cases they're dealing with. And so some of those probably could get bunched up like this. The tricky part about these things is I suspect it has a lot to do with how often you used it, what you used it for. So somebody who used it in their own yard on occasion is going to have a very, very different case than somebody who is a professional using it on a daily basis during major portions of the year. Also, where you're located would probably make a big difference there as well. So we'll see what happens. But first, they've got to post that gigantic bond. They've got to post $800 million. And so if they get the bond posted, which it looks like they can afford, then they can take it up on appeal and see what happens. But it does look like now the courts reduced the award to where it does align with what the Supreme Court has said. It's just a question of whether or not that was appropriate in this case. And as you can imagine, on appeal, these cases can be a nightmare because I suspect it was a convoluted trial to begin with. It's going to probably be a convoluted appeal as it goes. So I'll update you from time to time, but there's probably going to be a lot more of these in the future. But the judge slashed Bayer's $1.5 billion Roundup verdict by more than 60% after the Supreme Court decision on limiting punishments. Edward, thanks for sending it. Bloomberg published it, and Jeff Feely wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
A truly happy person is one who can enjoy the scenery while on a detour.